Metro General Hospital is trying to fend off competing hospitals from poaching its staff. Soon after Meharry Medical College's announcement to switch affiliations to HCA's Southern Hills Medical Center, Mayor Megan Berry proposed ending inpatient care at General Hospital. Almost immediately, nurses at Metro General got emails asking them to consider working at the for-profit hospital chain. Hospital Authority Board Chair Jan Brandis says it's inappropriate given the decision to close Metro General is not final.
We are asking our competition, and we don't view them as competition. They have a different mission, but we're asking that other institutions and other employers really be respectful of our employees and their mission and what they really have chosen to do with their professional lives.
At an emergency board meeting late Friday, some General Hospital staffers affirmed their commitment to the city's safety net hospital and still has worked at several hospitals in town and has been with Metro General for more than a decade.
I'm not leaving. I will be here till these doors shut. And I pray to God that does not happen.
Mayor Megan Berry has proposed transitioning Metro General into an outpatient facility after decades of cost overruns and a failure to attract insured patients. But hospital officials say they're worried the uncertainty may cause so many staffers to leave that they won't be able to operate through the fiscal year.